The Cambridge History of Japan by John Whitney Hall. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Cambridge History of Japan is a comprehensive and authoritative survey of Japanese history from the earliest times to the present day. Written by John Whitney Hall, the book is divided into 6 volumes, each of which covers a different period of Japanese history. Volume 1 covers the pre-modern period from the earliest times to the Meiji Restoration in 1868. It examines the political, social, economic, and cultural developments of the period, as well as the impact of foreign influences. Volume 2 covers the Meiji period from 1868 to 1912, when Japan underwent a period of rapid modernization and industrialization. It looks at the political, economic, and social changes of the period, as well as the emergence of a modern nation-state. Volume 3 covers the Taisho period from 1912 to 1926, when Japan experienced a period of political and social turmoil. It examines the rise of militarism and the emergence of a totalitarian state. Volume 4 covers the Showa period from 1926 to 1989, when Japan experienced a period of rapid economic growth and internationalization. It looks at the political, economic, and social changes of the period, as well as the emergence of a modern consumer society. Volume 5 covers the Heisei period from 1989 to 2019, when Japan experienced a period of economic stagnation and political uncertainty. It examines the political, economic, and social changes of the period, as well as the emergence of a globalized society. Volume 6 covers the Reiwa period from 2019 to the present day, when Japan is facing a period of economic and political uncertainty. It looks at the political, economic, and social changes of the period, as well as the emergence of a new era of digital technology. The Cambridge History of Japan is an essential resource for anyone interested in the history of Japan. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The prehistoric period. The Cambridge History of Japan begins with a discussion of the prehistoric period, which is characterized by the development of early cultures and the emergence of the Japanese language. This period is marked by the introduction of rice cultivation, the development of metalworking, and the emergence of the Yamato state. The prehistoric period, the Cambridge History of Japan begins with a discussion of the prehistoric period, which is characterized by the development of early cultures and the emergence of the Japanese language. This period is marked by the introduction of rice cultivation, the development of metalworking, and the emergence of the Yamato state. During this period, the Jomon culture flourished, characterized by its pottery and its use of stone tools. The Yayoi period saw the introduction of wet rice agriculture and the use of bronze and iron tools. This period also saw the emergence of the Yamato state, which was the first unified political entity in Japan. The prehistoric period was also marked by the development of various religious beliefs and practices, including the worship of nature and ancestor spirits. This period also saw the emergence of the first written language, which was used to record the history and culture of the Yamato state. The period also saw the development of various arts, including pottery, sculpture, and painting. This period also saw the emergence of the first cities, which were centers of political and economic power. The prehistoric period was a time of great change and development in Japan, and it laid the foundation for the development of the Japanese culture and society that we know today. It is an important period in the history of Japan, and it is essential to understand its significance in order to fully appreciate the history of Japan. Main idea number 2. The Heian period. The Heian period is characterized by the rise of the imperial court and the development of a distinct Japanese culture. This period saw the emergence of a new writing system, the development of a courtly literature, and the rise of the samurai class. The Heian period 7941185 is a pivotal period in Japanese history. It was during this time that the imperial court rose to prominence and a distinct Japanese culture began to emerge. This period saw the emergence of a new writing system, the development of a courtly literature, and the rise of the samurai class. The Heian period was also a time of great artistic and literary achievement, with the production of The Tale of Genji, the world's first novel, and the development of the waka, a form of poetry. The Heian period was also a time of great political and social change. The imperial court was the center of power, and the court aristocracy held a great deal of influence. The samurai class also rose to prominence during this period, and the shogunate system was established. This period also saw the emergence of the Buddhist religion, which had a profound influence on Japanese culture. The Heian period was a time of great cultural and artistic achievement, and it laid the foundation for the development of a distinct Japanese culture. The courtly literature of the period, such as The Tale of Genji, is still widely read today, and the waka form of poetry is still popular. The Heian period also saw the emergence of a new writing system, which is still used today. The Heian period was a time of great change and development, and it is an important period in Japanese history. Main idea number 3. The Kamakura period. The Kamakura period is marked by the rise of the samurai class and the establishment of the shogunate. This period saw the emergence of a new military government, the development of a feudal system, and the spread of Zen Buddhism. The Kamakura period, 1185 to 1333, is a pivotal period in Japanese history. It marks the rise of the samurai class and the establishment of the shogunate, a new military government. This period saw the emergence of a feudal system, with the shogunate at its head, and the spread of Zen Buddhism. The shogunate was a powerful force in Japanese politics, and its influence extended to the economy, culture, and religion. The samurai class, which had been a small and relatively powerless group before the Kamakura period, became the ruling class of Japan. The shogunate also established a system of taxation and land ownership that allowed the samurai to maintain their power and wealth. The Kamakura period also saw the development of a new form of government, the bakufu, or shogunate. This government was based on the principles of loyalty and obedience to the shogun, and it was supported by the samurai class. The bakufu was a powerful force in Japanese politics, and it was able to maintain its power through a combination of military force and political maneuvering. The bakufu also established a system of taxation and land ownership that allowed the samurai to maintain their power and wealth. The Kamakura period also saw the spread of Zen Buddhism, which had a profound influence on Japanese culture and society. Zen Buddhism provided a spiritual foundation for the samurai class, and it also provided a philosophical basis for the shogunate's rule. Zen Buddhism also had a strong influence on the arts, and it was during this period that the Japanese tea ceremony and the art of flower arranging were developed. The Kamakura period was a time of great change in Japan, and it laid the foundation for the development of a strong and unified nation. The shogunate and the samurai class were able to maintain their power and wealth, and the spread of Zen Buddhism provided a spiritual foundation for the nation. The Kamakura period was a time of great cultural and political development, and it is remembered as one of the most important periods in Japanese history. Main idea number 4. The Muromachi period. The Muromachi period is characterized by the rise of the Ashikaga shogunate and the development of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Zen Buddhism. The Muromachi period, 1336 to 1573, is characterized by the rise of the Ashikaga shogunate and the development of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the shogunate, which was based on the military power of the Ashikaga family. The shogunate was a centralized government that was able to maintain control over the provinces and to protect the interests of the samurai class. The shogunate also developed a new aesthetic, which was characterized by the use of bold colors and the incorporation of Zen Buddhist principles. This aesthetic was reflected in the architecture of the period, which featured large, open spaces and the use of natural materials. The spread of Zen Buddhism during this period also had a profound effect on the culture, as it provided a spiritual foundation for the samurai class and helped to shape the values and beliefs of the period. The Muromachi period was also a time of great economic growth, as the shogunate encouraged the development of new industries and the expansion of trade. This period saw the emergence of a new merchant class, which was able to take advantage of the increased economic opportunities. The period also saw the development of a new form of urban culture, which was characterized by the emergence of large cities and the development of a new urban lifestyle. This period also saw the emergence of a new form of literature, which was characterized by the use of classical Chinese and Japanese styles. The Muromachi period was a time of great cultural and political change in Japan, and it laid the foundation for the development of the modern Japanese state. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Zen Buddhism, all of which had a profound effect on the culture and society of the period. Main idea number 5. The Azuchi-Momoyama period. The Azuchi-Momoyama period is marked by the rise of the military government and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Christianity. The Azuchi-Momoyama period, 1568-1600, is marked by the rise of the military government and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Christianity. The military government, or bakufu, was headed by the shogun, a hereditary military dictator. The shogun was supported by a powerful military class, the samurai, who were granted land and other privileges in exchange for their loyalty. The shogunate was based in the city of Edo, modern Tokyo, and its power extended throughout the country. The Azuchi-Momoyama period was also a time of great cultural change. The new aesthetic, known as Momoyama, was characterized by a bold use of color and a lavish use of decoration. This style was seen in the architecture of the period, which featured large, ornate castles and mansions. It was also seen in the art of the period, which included a variety of styles, from the traditional Japanese ink painting to the more modern Western-influenced painting. The spread of Christianity was also a major development during the Azuchi-Momoyama period. Christianity had been introduced to Japan by the Portuguese in the 1540s, and by the end of the period it had become a major force in Japanese society. The Christian faith was embraced by many of the samurai, and it had a profound influence on the culture of the period. The Azuchi-Momoyama period was a time of great change in Japan, and it laid the foundation for the modern nation. It saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Christianity. These changes had a lasting impact on Japanese culture, and they continue to shape the country today. Main idea number 6. The Edo period. The Edo period is characterized by the rise of the Tokugawa shogunate and the development of a distinct Japanese culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Neo-Confucianism. The Edo period, 1603-1868, was a period of great change in Japan. It was marked by the rise of the Tokugawa shogunate, which brought about a period of peace and stability that lasted for over 2 centuries. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of Neo-Confucianism. The Tokugawa shogunate was a feudal government that was based on the principles of loyalty and obedience. It was a highly centralized government that was able to maintain order and stability throughout the country. The Edo period also saw the emergence of a distinct Japanese culture. This culture was characterized by a strong sense of national identity, a reverence for the past, and a focus on the arts. The Edo period was also a period of great economic growth, as the country began to industrialize and urbanize. This period saw the emergence of a new merchant class, as well as the development of a new form of currency. The Edo period was also a period of great cultural and intellectual development. This period saw the emergence of a new form of literature, the development of a new form of theater, and the spread of Neo-Confucianism. The Edo period was a period of great change and development in Japan, and it laid the foundation for the modern nation that we know today. Main idea number 7. The Meiji period. The Meiji period is marked by the restoration of imperial rule and the modernization of Japan. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new economic system, and the spread of Western culture. The Meiji period, 1868-1912, is a pivotal moment in Japanese history. It marked the restoration of imperial rule and the modernization of Japan. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the Meiji Constitution, which established a parliamentary system and a strong central government. The Meiji period also saw the development of a new economic system, which included the introduction of modern banking and the establishment of a modern currency. In addition, the period saw the spread of Western culture, including the introduction of new technologies, the adoption of Western-style education, and the emergence of a new urban culture. The Meiji period also saw the emergence of a new social order, with the emergence of a new middle class and the growth of a new industrial sector. This period also saw the emergence of a new political system, with the emergence of political parties and the development of a new system of elections. Finally, the Meiji period saw the emergence of a new international order, with the emergence of a new international system of diplomacy and the emergence of a new international economy. Main idea number 8. The Taisho period. The Taisho period is characterized by the rise of democracy and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of modernism. The Taisho period, 1912-1926, was a time of great change in Japan. It was a period of rapid industrialization, urbanization, and democratization. The Meiji Constitution of 1889 had established a parliamentary system of government, but the Taisho period saw the emergence of a more democratic form of government. Political parties were formed, and the Diet, parliament, became more powerful. The Taisho period also saw the emergence of a new aesthetic, with the rise of modernism in the arts. This period saw the emergence of a new form of literature, the development of a new style of painting, and the spread of modernism in the performing arts. The Taisho period also saw the emergence of a new consumer culture, with the rise of department stores, the spread of mass media, and the emergence of a new leisure culture. The Taisho period was also a time of great social change. The Meiji period had seen the emergence of a new middle class, but the Taisho period saw the emergence of a new working class. This period saw the emergence of labor unions, the spread of socialism, and the emergence of a new social consciousness. The Taisho period also saw the emergence of a new form of feminism, with the rise of the women's suffrage movement and the emergence of a new form of gender equality. The Taisho period was a time of great change in Japan, and it left a lasting legacy on the country. The period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new aesthetic, and the spread of modernism. It also saw the emergence of a new consumer culture, the emergence of a new working class, and the emergence of a new form of feminism. The Taisho period was a time of great change in Japan, and it left a lasting legacy on the country. Main idea number 9. The Showa period. The Showa period is marked by the rise of militarism and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new economic system, and the spread of Japanese nationalism. The Showa period, 1926-1989, was a period of great change in Japan. It was marked by the rise of militarism and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new economic system, and the spread of Japanese nationalism. The Showa period was a time of great economic growth, with Japan becoming one of the world's leading industrial powers. It was also a period of great social change, with the emergence of a new middle class and the growth of the urban population. The Showa period also saw the emergence of a new form of popular culture, with the rise of the mass media and the emergence of new forms of entertainment. The Showa period was also a time of great political change. The rise of militarism and the emergence of a new form of government led to the emergence of a new political system. This system was characterized by the emergence of a strong central government and the emergence of a new political party, the Liberal Democratic Party. The Showa period also saw the emergence of a new form of foreign policy, with Japan becoming increasingly involved in international affairs. The Showa period was also a time of great cultural change. The emergence of a new culture, with its emphasis on modernity and consumerism, led to the emergence of a new form of art and literature. This period also saw the emergence of a new form of popular culture, with the rise of the mass media and the emergence of new forms of entertainment. The Showa period was a time of great change in Japan, and its legacy can still be seen today. The period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new economic system, and the spread of Japanese nationalism. It was also a period of great social change, with the emergence of a new middle class and the growth of the urban population. The Showa period also saw the emergence of a new form of popular culture, with the rise of the mass media and the emergence of new forms of entertainment. Main idea number 10. The post-war period. The post-war period is characterized by the rebuilding of Japan and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new economic system, and the spread of democracy. The post-war period is characterized by the rebuilding of Japan and the emergence of a new culture. This period saw the emergence of a new form of government, the development of a new economic system, and the spread of democracy. The new government was based on a parliamentary system, with a prime minister and cabinet chosen by the Diet or legislature. The new economic system was based on the principles of free enterprise and market competition, and the spread of democracy was marked by the adoption of universal suffrage in 1946. The period also saw the emergence of a new culture, with the rise of popular culture, the growth of the mass media, and the emergence of a new generation of writers, artists, and intellectuals. The post-war period also saw the emergence of a new international order, with the United States and the Soviet Union as the two superpowers. Japan was a key ally of the United States, and the two countries signed a security treaty in 1951. This treaty allowed the United States to station troops in Japan and provided for mutual defense in the event of an attack. The treaty also provided for economic cooperation between the two countries, and the United States provided economic aid to Japan in the form of the Marshall Plan. The post-war period also saw the emergence of a new economic system, with the adoption of the yen as the national currency and the establishment of the Bank of Japan. The Japanese economy grew rapidly during this period, and by the late 1960s, Japan had become one of the world's leading economic powers. The period also saw the emergence of a new consumer culture, with the rise of department stores, supermarkets, and other retail outlets. The post-war period also saw the emergence of a new political system, with the adoption of a new constitution in 1947. This constitution provided for the protection of civil liberties, the separation of powers, and the establishment of a parliamentary system. The period also saw the emergence of a new social order, with the rise of labor unions, the growth of the middle class, and the emergence of a new generation of women's rights activists. Main idea number 11. The economy. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of the Japanese economy from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the economic policies of the various governments, the development of the industrial sector, and the emergence of the modern economy. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of the Japanese economy from the prehistoric period to the present. This comprehensive analysis covers the economic policies of the various governments, the development of the industrial sector, and the emergence of the modern economy. It looks at the impact of the Meiji Restoration on the economy, the growth of the Zaibatsu, the emergence of the Japanese-style management system, and the rise of the Japanese economy in the post-war period. It also examines the role of the government in the economy, the impact of the international economy on Japan, and the emergence of the Japanese financial system. Finally, it looks at the current state of the Japanese economy and its prospects for the future. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth look at the development of the Japanese economy. It examines the various economic policies of the different governments, the growth of the industrial sector, and the emergence of the modern economy. It also looks at the impact of the Meiji Restoration on the economy, the growth of the Zaibatsu, the emergence of the Japanese-style management system, and the rise of the Japanese economy in the post-war period. Additionally, it examines the role of the government in the economy, the impact of the international economy on Japan, and the emergence of the Japanese financial system. Finally, it looks at the current state of the Japanese economy and its prospects for the future. Main idea number 12. Society. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese society from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the social structure, the emergence of new social classes, and the development of a distinct Japanese culture. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth look at the evolution of Japanese society from its prehistoric roots to the present day. It examines the social structure of Japan, from the emergence of new social classes to the development of a distinct Japanese culture. It also looks at the impact of foreign influences on Japanese society, such as the introduction of Buddhism and Confucianism, and the influence of Western culture. The book also examines the role of the government in shaping Japanese society, from the Meiji Restoration to the present day. Finally, it looks at the role of the individual in Japanese society, from the samurai to the modern Japanese citizen. The Cambridge History of Japan is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the development of Japanese society. It provides a comprehensive overview of the history of Japan, from its earliest days to the present. It is an essential resource for anyone studying the history of Japan, as well as for those interested in understanding the culture and society of Japan today. Main idea number 13. Religion. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese religion from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various religious traditions, the emergence of new religious movements, and the spread of Buddhism and Shinto. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth look at the development of Japanese religion from the prehistoric period to the present. It examines the various religious traditions that have shaped the culture of Japan, from the ancient animistic beliefs of the Jomon period to the emergence of new religious movements in the modern era. It also looks at the spread of Buddhism and Shinto, two of the most influential religions in Japan, and how they have shaped the country's culture and identity. The book also looks at the impact of Christianity and other foreign religions on Japan, as well as the role of religion in politics and society. Finally, it examines the current state of religion in Japan, including the rise of new religious movements and the decline of traditional religious practices. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the history and development of Japanese religion. It offers a comprehensive overview of the various religious traditions, their evolution over time, and their impact on Japanese culture. It also provides an insightful look at the current state of religion in Japan, and how it is changing in the modern era. This book is an essential resource for anyone interested in the history and development of Japanese religion. Main idea number 14. Education. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of the Japanese education system from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various educational policies, the emergence of new educational institutions, and the development of a distinct Japanese culture. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth look at the evolution of the Japanese education system. It examines the various educational policies that have been implemented throughout the ages, from the prehistoric period to the present. It also looks at the emergence of new educational institutions, such as universities and technical schools, and the development of a distinct Japanese culture. The book also looks at the impact of foreign influences on the Japanese education system, such as the introduction of Western-style education during the Meiji period. Finally, it examines the current state of the Japanese education system, including the challenges it faces in the 21st century. The Cambridge History of Japan is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the history of Japanese education. It provides a comprehensive overview of the various educational policies and institutions that have shaped the Japanese education system. It also offers insight into the cultural and social aspects of education in Japan, and how these have changed over time. By examining the past, present, and Future of the Japanese Education System, this book provides a comprehensive look at the development of education in Japan. Main idea number 15. Literature. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese literature from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various literary genres, the emergence of new literary forms, and the spread of Japanese literature abroad. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth exploration of the development of Japanese literature from its earliest beginnings to the present day. It examines the various literary genres that have emerged over the centuries, from the classical works of the Heian period to the modern literature of the Meiji era. It also looks at the emergence of new literary forms, such as haiku and tanka, and the spread of Japanese literature abroad. The book also provides an analysis of the various literary movements that have shaped Japanese literature, from the nativist movement of the Edo period to the modernist movement of the 20th century. In addition, it examines the influence of foreign literature on Japanese literature, and the impact of Japanese literature on the world. Finally, it looks at the current state of Japanese literature, and the challenges it faces in the future. Main idea number 16. Art. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese art from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various artistic styles, the emergence of new artistic movements, and the spread of Japanese art abroad. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth examination of the development of Japanese art from the prehistoric period to the present. It covers a wide range of topics, including the various artistic styles that have emerged throughout the centuries, the emergence of new artistic movements, and the spread of Japanese art abroad. It also looks at the influence of foreign cultures on Japanese art, the impact of technological advances on the production of art, and the role of art in Japanese society. The book also includes a comprehensive overview of the major figures in Japanese art, from the ancient masters to the modern-day innovators. By examining the history of Japanese art, this book provides a valuable resource for anyone interested in the history and culture of Japan. Main idea number 17. Science and technology. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese science and technology from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various scientific and technological advances, the emergence of new technologies, and the spread of Japanese science and technology abroad. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese science and technology from the prehistoric period to the present. This comprehensive work looks at the various scientific and technological advances that have been made in Japan, from the earliest times to the present day. It also examines the emergence of new technologies, and the spread of Japanese science and technology abroad. The book looks at the various ways in which science and technology have been used to shape Japanese society, and how they have been adapted to meet the needs of the modern world. It also looks at the impact of science and technology on the environment, and how they have been used to improve the quality of life for the Japanese people. The Cambridge History of Japan also looks at the various ways in which science and technology have been used to create new industries and to improve existing ones. It examines the role of science and technology in the development of the Japanese economy, and how they have been used to create new products and services. It also looks at the impact of science and technology on the culture of Japan, and how they have been used to create new forms of art and entertainment. Finally, the book looks at the impact of science and technology on the international community, and how they have been used to create new forms of international cooperation. Main idea number 18. Politics. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese politics from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various political systems, the emergence of new political parties, and the spread of democracy in Japan. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth examination of the development of Japanese politics from the prehistoric period to the present. It covers the various political systems that have existed in Japan, from the ancient imperial system to the modern parliamentary system. It also looks at the emergence of new political parties, the spread of democracy, and the impact of international relations on Japanese politics. The book also examines the role of the military in Japanese politics, the influence of religion, and the role of the media in shaping public opinion. Finally, it looks at the current state of Japanese politics and the challenges facing the nation in the 21st century. The Cambridge History of Japan is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the history and development of Japanese politics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the various political systems, the emergence of new political parties, and the spread of democracy in Japan. It also examines the role of the military, religion, and the media in shaping public opinion. Finally, it looks at the current state of Japanese politics and the challenges facing the nation in the 21st century. Main idea number 19. Foreign relations. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese foreign relations from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various diplomatic initiatives, the emergence of new international organizations, and the spread of Japanese influence abroad. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth look at the development of Japanese foreign relations from the prehistoric period to the present. It examines the various diplomatic initiatives that have been taken by Japan over the centuries, as well as the emergence of new international organizations and the spread of Japanese influence abroad. The book also looks at the various political, economic, and cultural factors that have shaped Japan's foreign relations, and how these have changed over time. It also provides an analysis of the various international agreements and treaties that Japan has signed, and how these have impacted its foreign policy. Finally, the book looks at the current state of Japan's foreign relations, and how it is likely to evolve in the future. The Cambridge History of Japan is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the development of Japan's foreign relations. It provides a comprehensive overview of the various diplomatic initiatives, international organizations, and agreements that have shaped Japan's foreign policy. It also provides an analysis of the various political, economic, and cultural factors that have influenced Japan's foreign relations, and how these have changed over time. Finally, the book looks at the current state of Japan's foreign relations, and how it is likely to evolve in the future. Main idea number 20. Culture. The Cambridge History of Japan examines the development of Japanese culture from the prehistoric period to the present. This includes an analysis of the various cultural forms, the emergence of new cultural movements, and the spread of Japanese culture abroad. The Cambridge History of Japan provides an in-depth look at the development of Japanese culture from its prehistoric roots to the present day. It examines the various cultural forms that have emerged throughout the country's history, from the ancient Shinto religion to the modern pop culture of today. It also looks at the emergence of new cultural movements, such as the Meiji Restoration and the Taisho democracy, and the spread of Japanese culture abroad. The book also covers the impact of foreign cultures on Japan, such as the influence of Chinese and Western cultures, and the effects of globalization on Japanese culture. In addition, it looks at the role of the media in shaping Japanese culture, and the impact of technology on the country's culture. Finally, the book provides an overview of the current state of Japanese culture, and its prospects for the future.